107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always a pleasure to check in with Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society, and she joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Calla.
Good morning.
Calla, we've talked about it before, but we should remind folks it is kitten season.
That's right. We are getting lots of animals into our center, especially kittens and cats lately. And we are asking the community, one, if you are interested in supporting these animals coming in, please check out our website. We do have a large wish list there of things that we are needing for our pets. If it's convenient for you, we'd love for you to shop locally, pick up some stuff, and drop it off at our Stratford Center. But if it's not convenient, you can't get out, or maybe you're a distance from our center, we do also have an Amazon wish list as well that you can shop from, and it will be delivered directly to our door. We want to thank who has been doing that. It's been a great support for us.
And that Amazon wish list is a great thing, and it's a great idea, and it really helps out the center.
Absolutely. We've had people who have lived in the area and actually moved away. We've had, you know, kitten milk replacement show up from somebody who moved to Calgary and wanted to still support the society, so it's been fantastic. We have an Amazon delivery of boxes. Our staff are so excited to unpack and start using those items for our animals in the center. And like I said, it's just a fantastic help for us.
And certainly, Calla, as you've touched on, still lots of pets available at the Stratford Perth Humane Society.
Yes. As we move into summer, of course, like we said, we're always in a busy season. We always have animals coming in, which means we need to get them out into homes as well. So we're asking people that if you are looking to adopt, please check out our website at kwsthumane.ca. All of their profiles, pictures are all there that you can see. It's like a live feed of who's available for adoption. And if you aren't interested in adopting, but you know who is, somebody who is, or if you hear somebody online asking questions, please share with them our website or our name. And we hope people will come and check us out. Again, our doors are open too, so we'd love to see you in the center looking at our cats and kittens.
Now, Calla, we've had kind of a rainy, kind of almost chilly June, but now we're getting back into hot weather this week, and we certainly need to talk about the safety for pets and cars.
Yes, and the first thing we always tell people is we want people to get out, we want people to have fun this summer, but we want you and your pet to be safe. So if you cannot take your pet with you when you go out, when you leave your car, please, please leave them at home where they are. Keep having this conversation every year. We really don't want to have this conversation every year because, you know, it's a very big safety factor when we leave a pet in a hot car, and particularly dogs. That's what we mainly see. Parked cars can quickly reach deadly temperatures, even on very mild days. If you're parked in the shade with your window slightly open, that's not an excuse. Dogs have a very limited ability to sweat, and even in a short amount of time in a hot environment can be very life-threatening. Like a change in their body temperature from a normal 39 degrees to 41 degrees can only be withstood for a very short period of time before you could see things like brain damage or even death. So minutes can mean the difference between life and death.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, you know, even if you're parked in the shade with those windows maybe just rolled down a little bit, folks don't realize how quickly cars can heat up even in the shade, as you touched on there.
Absolutely. And that's what we always hear people say. If we're out and about and we see somebody or we see a dog parked in a car, we've heard the things like, you know, well, my window was down, or I was only going into the store for a minute, or, you know, I left them parked in the shade. Even I left them in the car with the car running and the AC on. We have seen before that car batteries have died or something has malfunctioned with the air conditioning, and you think your dog is safe, and they're not. They should not be left unattended. None of these are excuses, as we say to people, to leave your pet alone. So please, please leave them at home where they are safe, or you can take the dog out for a walk in the car while you pop into the store.
There you go. We've got lots going on with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Got to do a shout out for Homeward Bound. It's almost here, June 24th. It's going to be a beautiful night out and a laugh or two, Calla.
Yes, we're really excited. Canadian comedian Graham Chittenden is back for another event with us. He's hilariously funny. He was just on Canada's Got Talent, if you managed to catch him, but he is really excited to be back hosting the evening, giving a performance. And we're just very excited to see everybody back in person again, supporting the animals.
And that's June 24th, an AIR Homeward Bound Gala. Again, details at kwsphumane.ca. And Calla, one more thing, another shout-out, summer camps with Stratford Perth Humane Society.
Yes, we still do have space. So if you're looking for summer camp for your little one, it's a really fun time. We have 4 weeks running in Stratford in August. So again, check out our website, register there at kwsphumane.ca or give us a call if you have any questions.
Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Thanks again, Calla. Always great to check in.
Thanks for having me.